need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, kinksters and fetishes, femdoms and slaves. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A? Women. I want to welcome you to my talk here at DomCon. Yeah, the world's largest convention of professional and lifestyle dominant people and submissive people, as well as the greatest gathering, brothers and sisters, of kink and bondage and spanking and latex. Yes, indeed, there's more hot rubber here than at a monster truck rally. Woo! But with a lot more class, okay? Speaking of classy, check out my latex outfit by Damask, run by the great Mistress Isabella Sinclair, who was a guest on my show many moons ago. And yeah, this beautiful raincoat, I love this trench coat, but it's a little large, so I think I'll put it over here and show off this catsuit. But, you know, it needs to be shined up, girls. Gypsy, Jackie, there's the lube. Shine her up for me, girls. You gotta sort of squeeze it. There you go. Squeeze it, baby, and rub me down. Oh, yes. This beautiful catsuit from Damask. It really releases my inner animal, you know. Plus, makes me feel like I'm ready for those Trump golden showers. Yeah. Russian hookers eat your heart out. I have the perfect outfit. And you gotta lube up your latex. That's part of the fun here. Oh yeah, so much fun. And by the way, we have free books that some of you have gotten, as well as free bananas. Can you get me one of those bananas over there, Jackie? Just pick up a banana. There we go. Yes, you know, we are kinda sorta living in a banana republic, aren't we? So, we might as well enjoy our bananas. Yes. And just in case you don't know, I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your banana lady. And yes, that's kind of another way of saying I'm a sex therapist in private practice, and I also host a talk show, which is actually a lot more than talk. And I do this with my executive producer and butler, and my captain, Max. Hey, Max. And yes, husband of 25 years. Mm-hmm. And we have been doing this show, and of course, in private practice as well, very separate, but in both different ways, out there in the public, on the radio, on TV, on the internet, on HBO, on public access, as well as in the private. We get into your closet with you, you know? And in this way, we try to empower the kink community. And we've been doing it since 1991. Yeah, little longevity. And we have gotten an opportunity to meet a lot of very amazing people. And I have had the opportunity to be spanked by some of these people, such as the fabulous Mistress Cyan. Yay, Goddess Soma, Mistress Tara Indiana, Goddess Phoenix, Mistress Selena Minx, Madame Marguerite, so many who I love. I will try not to leave you out. If you are here, actually, Mistress Sherry Rose, who's going to get an award at DomCon 2017. Yeah, it's just, you know, an honor to be spanked by some of these women. And I have also had the honor of spanking a few of those wiggling butts in seats right in this room. Yes, I have. And I'm very happy about that. And you're all very special people who remind me of a very special friend of mine named Lana. Lana is a beautiful, voluptuous brunette with big brown eyes that sparkle as she flirts. And Lana loves to flirt, really. She has a couple of boyfriends, but she enjoys her gal pals just as much, if not more sometimes. And she loves to party. But she can be fierce when crossed, though she's quick to forgive. If you please her, which might involve bringing her bonbons, or it might involve worshiping her bootay, or her voluptuous boobies, or her feet, or her hands. She loves body worship. But if you're out of line, she might chastise you or coldly ignore you or hurt you, but she won't kill you. And you learn your lesson well. You know, in many ways, Lana is a great peacemaker. She brings her friends and enemies. She doesn't really have enemies because she makes enemies into friends very quickly. Together, she brings friends, strangers. She makes peace in her community. And she supports her fellow community members. In many ways, Lana is just like a lot of wonderful women that are here at DomCon that we all know. But Lana is not a woman, nor even a human being. Lana is a bonobo. Meet the bonobos, the make love not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you don't know a bonobo from a banana, please allow me to introduce you to the long-lost queenly cousins that I bet you never knew you had. Yes, indeed. As we address the question, what do bonobos know that we don't know? And what are apes doing at DomCon? I mean, hair doesn't exactly go with latex, gets caught and everything. But yeah, bonobos at DomCon, kind of odd on the surface. But think about it. There are many animals here. First of all, we humans are animals, of course. Although we sometimes forget that we are, don't we? And that causes us all kinds of pain. And I don't mean the good kind. We forget that we're animals. We get so involved in our human power. And it creates tremendous problems in our relationships, in our politics, in our environment. And sometimes it feels really good to just pretend you're not human. To kind of be a kitty or a pussy or a puppy or a pony or a lion or a tiger or a bear. Rawr! Feels good to release your inner animal. And it is good to get in touch with your animal nature, you know? I mean, humans have messed up in a lot of ways. I think that's particularly evident nowadays. It's in the fake news. It's in the real news, you know? We need some help, I think. And I think we can get that help if we look around us, from each other, from all the animals, really. All the animals have something to teach us. I think we can see that on all of our friends' pet videos on Facebook. And bonobos can teach us the most. Really, they can. Uh-huh, I can almost hear you cynically thinking, really? Why would that be? And you know, I appreciate it. You're a little skeptical. You're not a sucker. You don't go for that fake news, right? You're smart. So, I'm not going to give you fake news. I'm not going to give you alternative facts. I'm going to give you some real facts. Remember those? Real facts that we've learned from science. Some of us marched for science. So here we are. We're going to learn what do bonobos know that humans, like us, maybe ought to know about sex, about love, About relationships, about politics, yes. About sharing resources, about taking care of the sick, about empowering the females, about BDSM. Yeah. Bonobos do practice a kind of BDSM bonobo style. More about that later. We're going to learn what do bonobos know that we ought to know. But first, here are five things that we know about bonobos. Okay? Take notes. Right? You'll be tested. So, number one, bonobos are very close to us. Very close. Genetically speaking, for all you science marchers, they are over 98% genetically similar to us. They're at least as close as common chimps. A lot of primatologists say they are closer, the closest non-human animal to human. And that ain't no alternative fact. That's a science fact. But say you're not into science, okay. You can, you know, be spiritual and just look into their eyes. Maybe you can see them on this film, actually, which is not exactly synced to my talk. It's just here to give you a feeling of life in Bonoboville, which is a lot like life in LA, but with more hair and less hairspray. Right. This ain't no monkey business. Matter of fact, does anyone know the difference between apes and monkeys? Yes, Clemmy. Or are you playing with your hair? Oh, you don't know the difference between apes and monkeys? There's a few differences. Captain Max, what's the difference between apes and monkeys? Apes have no tails. I mean, we have booty. We are apes. And you call this a tail. Come back to my tail, please. Yeah. There we go. In my damask tail-hugging cat suit. We kind of call it a tail, but obviously it doesn't have a thing coming out of it. Like monkeys. Monkeys have tails. They're also just not as close to us in a myriad of ways. Bonobos are very, very close to us. That's number one. Number two, they have a lot of sex. With a capital X. Yeah, can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A women? Because a lot of that sex is initiated by the females. We'll get more to that in a moment. But it's all kinds of sex in a Bonobo Sutra of positions, really, just hanging from the vines and tumbling down the hill, all kinds of things, and not just doggy style, but face to face, like you can see. Most animals, I mean, I think all but human animals do it doggy style, you know, but bonobos do it face to face, and sometimes it's quick, you know, it's fun, like play. And sometimes it's like a tantric, you know, sex practice. The two people just looking into each other's eyes. Or like they're in love. I mean, this is how bonobos often have sex. Looking at each other like this. And yeah, maybe some of them have been married 25 years. No, actually, none of them have. Bonobos are very polyamorous. They're swingers in more ways than one. They swing through the trees as well as with each other. And they have all the infinite possibilities of partnership because they are, for want of a better word, bisexual. I mean, you could say they're pansexual, actually, which is a little more accurate because their Latin name is Pan Paniscus. Yes, named after the great horny god Pan. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So sex. is an important part of the bonobo way. And then number three, femdoms rule Bonoboville. Yes, indeed. That is a fact, not an alternative fact. It's a regular fact. And it's really quite amazing because every other great ape, including common chimps, including humans, really are run by the males. And, you know, the males get the most sex if they're the top males, the so-called top alpha males. As we all know, some tops really should be on the bottom. To be a good top, you often should be a bottom first. And a lot of these kind of tops aren't. They're just alpha males. And they and their buddies get the best sex and the best food, often by raping the females. Well, that doesn't happen in Bonoboville because the ladies are in charge. Yeah. Females rule Bonoboville gently but firmly, and that keeps the males gentle but firm. It works. We will discuss that. But I just want to say that it's not just the young and fertile females, although they have a good time and they have a lot of say, and they're very important. But the older bonobo females are not forgotten women. MILFs rule Bonoboville, really. The mature females, the moms and their girlfriends, rule Bonoboville. More on that later, too. But we got to get to number... What number am I on? Four. Am I on four? Okay. One, two... Oh, yeah. Four. This is amazing. No bonobo has ever been seen killing another bonobo in the wild or captivity. That's right. It seems to have something to do with all the sex. It's something that primatologists have observed, and it's quite a miracle because, of course, among every other great ape culture, including human, there is murder and war, but none among bonobos. Now, maybe because they are smart in a human sort of way, we could teach them how to kill. We could put a gun in their hands or a knife. And I don't know. I hope we don't teach bonobos how to kill before they teach us how to make peace through pleasure. Because they can. They can teach us this. And we can learn this. And now I think I'm up to number five, right? Bonobo males are very happy about all of this. It's not like they're like, oh, the ladies, I'm having my masculinity usurped, you know? We got to have a male backlash. No, they have enjoyable lives, especially when you compare them to their grumpy old ape counterparts. Bonobos stay youthful longer, and they have much less stress than these angry and paranoid. I mean, they're not even paranoid. They're genuinely fearful, the common chimps, because they could get killed. There's a lot of murder and war. Not as much as humans, but there is some in common chimpville. And there's something about no murder and war, and there's something about something else. If we go back to number two. What was number two? Why do you think these bonobo males are so happy? Sex! Yes, Gypsy. They have a lot of sex. Right, Jackie. They get laid. A lot. By confident, dominant females who take them in ways that so many males really enjoy. You know, teach them. Show them the ropes. And yeah, punish them if they're bad, but no killing. And through this, they make a kind of peace through pleasure and femdom power. So, yeah. Peace through pleasure with a little bit of pain. And yeah, there is a little bit of pain because pain and pleasure are very close neighbors. And bonobos, well, Jackie shows us this on the Dr. Susan Block Show quite a bit. But the bonobos also show us this. They have rough play, and they sometimes kind of hurt each other, but they don't kill each other. That's the discipline part of their BDSM. So how do they do it? And can we do it too? I say we can. I mean, I don't know if we will. You know, that I don't know. I'm just a humble sex therapist. You know, a banana lady. And I'm putting this out there. But I don't know if we will practice the bonobo way. But I know that we can. I researched this in my crazy banana lady way. And yeah, I think we can. And I think we gotta try in these tough times, you know, to save our sex lives, to save our communities, to save our planet, maybe. It seems to be what's at stake. And the bonobo way, yeah, it is a way that just might save us from greedy pussy grabbers with tiny little hands and big missile fetishes. Right. Here he is. The orange-plumed baboon and his family of baboons. And I want to express my sincere apologies to baboons. They are not as bad. So this says make America eat again, because with Trump policies, we'll all be starving. Not very bonobo. A lot of the bonobo way is based on everybody getting enough to eat. They're in that resource-rich rainforest, and America is full of resources, but if, you know, just 1% of the people hog all the resources, then what do you have? You have the conditions of common chimpville. Yes, you do. You don't have the abundance. I have a limited amount of time. Okay, we're changing the tape. I see I haven't talked for an hour yet, right? Okay, good. So, I've got 3 minutes and... Play spotter! Where was I? Okay, now I have 2 minutes. Okay, so now... Yes. You know, the bonobo way has saved my sex life. So this gives you incentive to come back after the break. Hear a little bit about my sex life. Yeah. And, you know, the things we talk about, political action, female empowerment, marching for science, marching for sex, the bonobos can support us in that. And how much time do we have? 1 minute. You know, whether you're into femdom values because you believe it's good for society or because it turns you on.
Yeah.
Or because it's a good business, like my dad would say. You know, this is the largest convention of professionals, so it's a good business. Or because you really think it is good for the environment. Or it's just your style, you know? You've been like this since you were on the playground. You're a strong Amazon woman. Or you're a guy who releases his feminine side. So whatever your motive, the femdoms of Bonoboville are here to support you in ways that you're going to learn after our break. Do you mean that, or are you just doing Thank you. I'll be back. So don't come yet and don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Wow, holy shit.
Yeah.
That yeah. does the job.
Yeah, it's doing it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Oh, fuck!
Plus fort, Patrick. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Sonne les matines, ding ding dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui!
Oui! Oui! Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's we have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
Oh. I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall
oh.
over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back to my rehearsal. This is the Bonobo Way, the femdoms of the wild, the talk. Spoiler alert, don't watch it if you want to be surprised. Yeah. And if you're coming to DomCon, which you should come to DomCon, and you should release your inner animal with latex. I know, it's kind of strange. It's so unanimal, but it at the same time, I have to say, it is releasing my inner animal. This is the first time on this rehearsal that I'm wearing this fabulous damask catsuit. Thank you, Mistress Isabella Sinclair. And I am wearing Fetish Factory gauntlets. Y'all know I love gauntlets. You know, they're a little dusty. Gypsy, Jackie, could you please lube up my arms? Please. I'm a little dusty. I want to be shiny. Maybe I should stand up for you here at DomCon in my big boots. I don't know who made these boots, so you don't get to know either. But... yeah, lube me up, girls. That feels so good. Yeah, I feel like Queen Lana being worshipped and adored and lubricated. Very nice. Fashion is a very important part of fetish. Yes, indeed. And, you know, the bonobos are into that to some extent, you know, not with actual clothes, but with something called grooming. Grooming, very important to bonobos. And it's kind of the liaison between sex and not sex is grooming. But yeah, bonobos do a lot more grooming than any other great apes. And bonobos are the femdoms of the wild. Yes, and that's why we're here at DomCon. And this is a rehearsal, so I just took a break. So I was just, you know, saying that whether you're here because you just feel that the femdom way is the way to a better world, maybe femocracy now, right? Femocracy now. There is something to that. And by the way, it's not, we wouldn't do it like the guys. We wouldn't hog all the power. We're not big babies. Usually we take care of babies. And this is a baby. It's also a big dickhead with a micro penis, right? Okay, so stay down. Democracy now, that's one reason that you might be interested in, you know, what is this femdom power all about? Another reason might be just that it turns you on. Maybe it's not even what you believe in. Maybe you're even a Trump supporter. Lord knows, and lady knows, I have a lot of clients and people that even come to our Bonoboville who are Trump supporters, but who support and love femdoms. So there's a little contradiction there, but what are we humans if not contradictory? And yeah, we got to be sometimes to go to church and yet have fun with ourselves. So yeah, or it might be just be your style, which is why a lot of you are here. You know, those of you who are into this lifestyle, it's your style. This is what you feel, the femdom way. It's for you. You don't know if it's going to be for politics, but it's for your life. You know, and that's important. And then, like I said, you know, my dad's favorite, it's a good business. You know, it's the other side of the coin that almost became the coin. I mean, yeah, you know, a woman actually won the popular vote, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Can I hear an A women? A woman won. So this isn't just some underground thing. But yeah, somehow we have the orange-plumed baboon, with apologies to baboons, and the whole baboon family, you know, naughty, naughty, naughty. This is my Trumpocalypse therapy. I take this big penis pillow with a Trump head around and whack it. All right, back to your dungeon. So, comedy is very healing, even if it only makes you laugh. It's okay, it's therapeutic, even if it only makes you laugh. So, yeah. Yep. We've had some electoral dysfunction. And we need a little antidote. And all this femdom talk is great. Lifestyle, you know, turn on, democracy now. But how about when some big misogynistic, hyper-masculine baboon says, yeah, but that's not the natural way of things. Yeah, but you know, the natural way of things is that we're killer apes and that the strong will survive and the strong will rule. That's the law of the jungle. That's the killer ape paradigm. That's what they call it in, you know, college paradigm. It's the Killer Ape model. It's the model of these huffing, puffing, you know, Killer Ape guys trumping around and getting their way out of brute force and intimidation. And yes, common chimps actually do this quite a bit. So there's a reason for it. And baboons do it, but baboons, of course, are monkeys, not apes. But a lot of anthropologists love baboons, you know. I got a story for you about baboons. But the killer ape is one way to look at us, that we're natural-born killers, and that the only force for us to reckon with is male brute force, is rough and tough, gun-toting force, and that somehow surrender to the femdom power of the female, the softer, but just as powerful in this other way, force, just as powerful, this femdom power. There's this idea that it's like weird, that it's not natural, that it's humiliating, that it's embarrassing, and that anybody that wants to worship a woman or worship the female principle, which is, you know, because, I mean, men are not from Mars, women are not from Venus. We're talking a lot about female principles and real women, all of it. And to worship this, to surrender to this, is somehow unnatural and humiliating, and you got to be called names for it. I mean, I think, you know what I'm talking about, some of you. I know as a sex therapist, I hear from a lot of people, mostly guys, who want to get in touch with their feminine side and feel that they got to be humiliated for that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little humiliation game. It's part of BDSM. And maybe you know some people like this. Maybe you are like this. Like you feel that you can't get in touch with your feminine side. You can't surrender. You can't have a really good orgasm unless somebody calls you a name. Maybe a name that has to do with women, like pussy or cunt or sissy. Sissy's kind of mixed. But, yeah, I have this, example. I have so many clients as a sex therapist who struggle with this because on the one hand, it turns them on, and on the other hand, it bothers them. So let's call this guy Billy. Billy says, call me a pussy. Humiliate me. And I say, why is that humiliating? Women have pussies. It's a part of a woman's body. It's a compliment to call you a pussy. To say you have a pussy or to call you a pussy. That's not an insult. That's not humiliation. Maybe if I call you a pig, okay. Or a trumper, okay. That's humiliating. Now, you know. Maybe a baboon. With all apologies to baboons. Baboons are all right. We'll see how baboons are all right in a little bit. But, it's not Billy's fault. Because we grow up this way. We grow up hearing it on the playground and in the boxing ring and on the wrestling mat and at the gun range and out at war and in the boardroom. And we hear it. Guys hear it mostly. You're a pussy. Don't be a pussy. It's powerful. So, you know, it's complicated. So sometimes you really want to be a pussy. but you feel really bad about it, so you have to be humiliated for it. And sometimes you embrace it. You embrace your feminine side. I think a lot of people do that here at Dom Con. There's these parades of people, and there's a little bit of humiliation. Yeah, there's a little, you know, walking around with a chain and in petticoats or what have you. But, I mean, it's not super humiliation because you're out in front of the people. You're not in the closet. That's when you're really humiliated. Yeah. So, so yeah. I got all discombobulated because my captain told me I had to move forward. I was up against the curtain. I will not have to worry about this when I do the actual talk. This is a completely irrelevant worry that I am now totally worried about, and I forgot where I was. So excuse me, everyone. I'm very, very sorry. All right. So I'm talking about this stuff, this femdom stuff, and it is not something I picked up from reading Gloria Steinem. It's not some Kellyanne con job. It's not an alternative fact. It's a real fact that femdoms rule Bonoboville and do so with peace through pleasure. And I'm not saying that this is a blueprint for you to live exactly by. You don't have to, you know, sleep in trees and eat bugs. You know, you don't have to have sex with everybody you know, although I know some of you would like that, so you might want to consider it. But you don't have to have sex with everybody you know. And yeah, I mean, you don't have to take it like totally literally. But there are some basic steps. There are some basic tenets of the Bonobo Way. And yeah, peace through pleasure and femdom power. And BDSM in Bonoboville. Now, by the way, when I use the term Bonoboville, I use it in different ways. Sometimes I mean like the bonobos in the jungle in the Congo, and that you see on the film when it's playing. And sometimes I mean the bonobos like in the zoo where I met Lana, and there's some other bonobos down there in the San Diego Zoo. And sometimes I mean like a human Bonoboville, like our Bonoboville in West LA, where we run a business and we try to help people with exploring and expressing their sexuality peacefully and productively and enjoyably. And we also do a show. And, you know, we have the occasional orgy. But we cook together a lot, and we have a garden. And, yeah, we call it Bonoboville. And we support each other. We often say we couldn't afford each other any other way. And Dom Con is a kind of Bonoboville, you know, a temporary Bonoboville, although there's an excitement about it all year round. People from all over the world who support each other, both literally and financially, you know, and spiritually, emotionally. There's a lot of friends here. It is a Bonoboville, and it's a place where you can express your sexual self, you know, in a way that you probably can't anywhere else. You know, that's the nature of a Bonoboville. So you should come visit our Bonoboville sometime. And in the meantime, we're going to enjoy this Bonoboville. And yes, BDSM. Bonobo style. Because freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, right? Freedom. March for freedom. Freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac. But restraint is a close second. Restraint is so much fun. In different ways, restraint. You know, a lot of people think of restraint as shackles and ropes. And that's a great form of restraint, you know. There's a lot of great vendors here featuring that sort of restraint, gags and harnesses. But there's also a restraint in just life. I have a heckler in the back. Wow. Who's back there? Oh, Ikor. And who's with Ikor? Oh, no. I can't stand a beautiful lady that I don't know interrupting me while I'm trying to just think about my talk. All right, beautiful lady. Don't look too much at me. Now, come on up and sit in the front. Don't sit back there. I'll squint and try to see you. Come on up here. Yeah, because otherwise I'm going to be squinting and going, have you ever been here before? Oh, you have. Oh, then who cares? Oh, okay. No, you're actually not at all boring, but that's a little reassuring that you've been here before, because this is a totally different kind of experience than Bonoboville. I was just talking about Bonoboville as you're walking in, but I wasn't like doing the Bonoboville thing because I am practicing a talk. Okay. What is your name? Bridget. Bridget Bardot. Yes, oui, oui. We love the French right now. They are very, very nice. The French give us hope, like the bonobo. Absolutely. And anyway, where was I? Let's see. So I'm trying to practice this talk, and I will get to the end of it. And I'm hoping, or I don't know if I'm hoping I don't have interruptions like this when I actually do the talk. No, it's okay. It's Ikor's fault. We will spank him for that. No, we love Ikor. So where was I? All right, oh yeah, BDSM. So, you know, I love this BDSM story. It was revealed to me as not a BDSM story, but as a trust game. But maybe in, you know, the liberal enclaves of the world now, trust game and BDSM are very similar, right? They are. So primatologist Isabel Benck tells this story of this female bonobo who is holding the testicles of a male bonobo in her hand. Now you remember that bonobo males are bigger and stronger than the females. And they have fangs, which the females lack. So, you know, this is a very big risk that this bonobo female is taking, this femdom bonobo. But she's having fun. And you know what? So is he. He is having fun. In fact, she's like squeezing his, you know, royal Congo nuts. And they're kind of big. Bonobo balls are big. And she's walking around in a circle. And actually much faster than I can walk in high heels. She's kind of running around. And he has to go with her at the same pace or else, you know, she could rip them off. He's got to go with her. He's got to follow her, and he does. And this is the trust game. He puts his trust in her that she won't rip them off, that she will keep pace with him, that she knows she's got his vulnerable Congo nut sack in her hand. And then, lo and behold, she returns his trust and has sex with him on her terms. So, this is a little BDSM bonobo style. Kind of reminds me of like CBT, you know, cock and ball torture bonobo style. But in this case, he's a good boy. He goes along with this, and he gets his reward. He gets some sex. So, like I said, these bonobo boys, even when they're boys, they're stronger than the females. They got fangs. What gives this bonobo female such confidence to take his balls in her hand, to like, she's got her man by the balls? Literally. How does she have that confidence? You know, confidence is so important. We're all trying to get it, fake it, you know, feel it. And bonobo females have it. And we should take a little advice on this score. Does anyone know why bonobo females have such confidence? Okay, you're all gonna flunk. You better get this right during the talk. All right. Female solidarity. One bonobo female against one male, well, he would overpower her. That's how it goes in the jungle. But bonobo females stick together. So two, and they'll probably overpower him. And three, and it's ladies' night. Yeah, so, you know, and the boys are okay with it. They kind of get into the groove. Because really, in common Chimpville, the boys are getting killed. Some of them do well, the Trumps, for a little while until they get theirs. Yep. But the boys, you know, in Bonoboville, they enjoy being a little bit dominated. They share the power with the females. The boys are always the ones that are like defending the perimeters, stuff like that. But deciding who gets what food, that's the ladies' prerogative. Not in common Chimpville, the males decide. The males like this because not only do they get sex with nice, sexy, powerful, older females, but they also have sex with each other. Yeah. A little penis fencing, woohoo, angar, and rump rubbing, and oral sex, anal sex, I mean, really, you name it. They have it, and massage, and hugs, lots of hugs. And it all creates peace through pleasure, with a little bit of pain. That's right. That's why that bonobo boy liked having his balls pulled on a little bit, you know, as long as he got his reward. So yeah, so there's solidarity. That's why the females have power. And so how do they achieve this solidarity? I mean, it seems like sisterhood, like they're all sisters, but actually they're not. Bonobo females migrate at puberty, so they're like these young gals that come into a new neighborhood, and they have to suck up to the older females in order to find out, you know, where do you get, you know, your toiletries? I mean, where do you meet the guys? Where do you sleep? Where do you do this? So the females, you know, the older ones, help them along. And they become very good friends. They're strangers who become very good friends. And what makes their friendship so good? Class. What makes their friendship so good, Gypsy? The camaraderie. But why are they comrades? I mean, you know, they're not related. Well, yeah, that's the end result. But why? Why do they like each other so much? They have sex. Thank you, Clemmy. Spoken by a true lesbian. Although they're bisexual. Really, bonobo females love to have sex with the boys, but they love to have sex with each other, and they do fall in love with each other. They really do. They diddle each other. You know, they love each other. They do this thing that the primatologists call genital rubbing, GG rubbing. But I prefer the Bugandu people who call it Hoka Hoka, because it sounds like a bonobo tango. Instead of slow cheek to cheek, though, it's quick vulva to vulva action. It's kind of like a twerking duet or something. It's really twerk for peace with the bonobos. Yeah, they do. They do. If you, I don't know where my video went, but you would see them twerking for peace all over the place. They rub their big pussies against each other. Can I say pussies in the Hilton? I just did earlier, so yeah, I did. Okay. So they rub these vulvas and clitorises together, and they have these gigantic orgasms that sometimes make them fall out of their tree. But they're like cats. They know how to land. And they grab that branch. They do. And yes, Hoka Hoka, female, female. Oh, here we go. We got some sounds. No visual, though. Okay. Hoka Hoka lubricates life in Bonoboville between the females, so they get this camaraderie. They got something to do together. Let's, like, eat grass and Hoka Hoka. Let's, you know, and... well, they don't actually smoke it, but when they eat it, maybe... I mean, they have been known to chew on certain medicinal plants for medicinal reasons. The bonobos and actually common chimps do that. So why not do that in Hoka Hoka, too? Yes, Ikor, you have a question? I haven't opened up the talk to questions. That's okay. You've already stepped into it. They do have cunnilingus. They have a lot of cunnilingus, actually. They can do cunnilingus for hours. Now, if you are not a cunning linguist... then you should watch the bonobos. Actually, my first experience seeing bonobos, I saw a long-term cunnilingus performed on my girlfriend Lana. Yes, and you know, she's just laying back, and it was a guy in this case, and her girlfriend was nearby. There were three of them, and they were kind of in this very emotional threesome. It went in different directions, and you know, she's laying there, and he's just, his name was Junior. He was just lick, 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 like this. And just in this rhythm, like I said, it's very tantric. It's the Bonobo Sutra. They get so into it. It's not like they're thinking about doing laundry, and they're not thinking about... they might be thinking about politics. I was going to say they're not thinking about... They do have a politics. They do. But there's no fake news. So this is going to take a lot longer. Okay, so yes, all that female-female sex is actually a great warm-up for male-female sex. It's one of the reasons that bonobo females are very aggressive with the males, because all that diddling gets them horny for a little, you know, what the males got. Right. It's like, okay, hey, guy, yeah, I want some. And... that's what makes the world go round. So, yeah, speaking of which, I want to wish everyone here, including Conrad Hilton and Paris Hilton, a merry, merry masturbation month. Yay! Because May is masturbation month, and bonobos masturbate. All the great apes and monkeys, for that matter, masturbate. Lots of animals masturbate. Bonobos are into the masturbation, though, quite a bit. And maybe, you know, they also get into that in almost a tantric way, meditatively, especially at the zoo, where there's a little bit of loneliness because they're in prison. And they do more masturbating and less congregating than in the wild. But happy Masturbation Month. And, yeah, celebrate. Not here, not now, okay? This is the Hilton. Oh, well, now you could. We're in Bonoboville. But when we actually do it, I got to warn people that it's the Hilton. Got to remind them, right, that's what hotel rooms are for. I am. I'm in my Damask catsuit. I'm in gold for Trumpian golden showers. I'm ready for the golden shower, Dawn. So yeah. Do it in the room. Tease and denial, right? Tease and denial. You don't want to have everything at once, right? That's part of BDSM, actually. It's a very nice part of BDSM, you know, that I think a lot of people gravitate towards is it does extend foreplay, and bonobos love to extend foreplay. So does BDSM. You know, other things do, like shopping, I mean, I guess. Yeah, dinner. You know, bonobos like dinner, too. They like to mix food and sex. So, but, you know, the BDSM thing, I just want to say something that's kind of, I don't know, you tell me if you think it's deep. Both BDSM and the bonobo way channel violent urges into peace through pleasure. And this is very deep, because the common chimps don't do this. They channel their violent urges into violence, into killing and raping and a kind of war. And bonobos, they have violent feelings. They are not angels. They're animals like us. And they have animal rage. They get upset about a lot of things. And they channel it in different ways, you know, sometimes into peacemaking, you know, really grooming until all their hair comes out. In fact, that's one reason in the zoo, a lot of them, their hair comes out more than in the wild. Maybe they need it more in the wild. And in the zoo, they're in prison. But we love the zoo. We have mixed feelings about the zoo, honestly. We'll talk about that later. Okay, so bonobos are not angels. They take a lot of the feelings that we have, a lot of the jealousy and the anger and the rage. What happened? I will have some anger and rage in a moment because the camera went out. Okay, we need to just stop and take a sip of water. Yes. Okay, but I'm taking a sip of water is what I'm doing because... Okay, are we on again? All right. Little dicks are good for a lot of things, like sucking water out of a straw. So it just went out, Abe. What do you think that is? And this, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, is real life. This ain't no fake news. This is reality. This ain't no Kellyanne Conjob. This is the Dr. Susan Block rehearsal. And this is Bonoboville. And we have drop-ins. Hey, Cor. Woohoo. So, okay. So I was just talking about how bonobos are not angels. They're animals just like us. And they have violent urges. And they have figured out a way to convert that into peace through pleasure, female power, bonobo BDSM, you know, different ways to talk about it. But basically, the question, of course, in a lot of people's minds is, you know, but they are another species, right? So how can humans do that? Can we go bonobos? And I think we can. I don't know if we will. And one way I know we can is because if a bunch of baboons could go bonobos, so can we. So I want to tell you a story about some baboons. So these baboons, there's two troops. One troop is called Forest Troop. They're in the forest. And they're like typical baboons studied by this great, great primatologist, Robert Sapolsky. So these baboons, they're run by males, of course, and they're very violent. And they're very warlike. They make war on other baboon tribes. And they rape the women all the time. I mean, the females. Well, they're women, you know. And they kick the children around. And they take the males all take the best food for themselves. They're greedy. They take everything for themselves. And the females, I mean, somehow it's a species that has been around for a while. And I like I said earlier, I'm not going to, you know, even when I call Trump a baboon, I feel that is an insult to baboons. But anyway, they're pretty rough. And this forest troop was a very rough troop. But they were not even as rough as this other troop that Robert Sapolsky was studying that were very rough because they had something to fight over. And that something was food. Really, really a lot of junk food that was thrown out in this Kenyan guest house in their backyard. And they threw out, you know, all this leftover pizza and hamburger and, you know, spare ribs and ice cream and what have you. And these baboons that Sapolsky dubbed garbage dump troop feasted on all this wonderful junk, and forest troop came in and they go, whoa, we're here too, and you know, and they start fighting and killing each other and eating and being greedy and oh, just getting fatter on this food and not letting the females have any and not letting the more, well, you could say the nice guys, the males that were not as the alpha males, the beta males, not letting them have any and not letting the children have any. And they're eating all this food and fighting and killing each other and not grooming, by the way, because who has time to groom when you've got all that tasty trash to fight over? So they're baboon fighting. And then suddenly, one day, everything changes. Everything. What happened was those Kenyan guest house busboys, they threw some tainted meat into the garbage dump. And all the alpha males that fed from forest troop and garbage dump troop on this fabulous meat that they wouldn't let anybody else eat, they all died of tuberculosis. They're all dead. Suddenly, within days. And the females and the nice guys that didn't want to fight, the draft dodgers, you know, the ladies' men that like grooming, and the children were left. These were the survivors. And they built a new kind of baboon community, where grooming and sex and peace through pleasure was paramount. In a way, these baboons went bonobos, as much as a baboon can do. But Sapolsky said it was as if baboons had sprouted wings. The fact that the guys were grooming each other, that the guys were allowing the females to run things, that they were sharing the power. It was a miracle to him. This is a baboon expert. But it happened. And then a greater miracle was not only that it happened, but that it stayed like that for 20 years. Because baboon boys are the migrators, and they go into the town. So it's like these tough guys coming into town saying, all right, lady, lay down. I'm going to rape you. And you're a wimpy guy. I'm going to whack you. You'd think they would pummel the nice guys and the females, but they didn't. When they came into the forest troop area, the females stuck together and the males that were nice, and they said, hey, that's not how we do things here. We are peaceful. And we let the females choose their sex partners, or something like that in baboon talk. I don't know. Rates of grooming skyrocketed. Rates of violence plummeted. Peace through pleasure and harmony reigned for 20 years, even with the infiltrations from these other, you know, bad boy Trumpers. I mean, baboons. Was that a joke? It's not a joke. And it is something I have to apologize to baboons for, because the Trumpers are so much... I don't know. lower on the food chain, I guess. So, so if a bunch of baboons can go bonobos, why can't we? Right? I don't know. Why can't we empower females? Why can't we make peace through pleasure? Why can't we support sexuality? And, you know, we are programmed, but we can deprogram. And that is one of the purposes of my 12-step program. Whoa. Yes, this is my cute little sign. Only the good boys get the gifts that the bad girls bestow. So yes, there is a handy dandy 12-step program right in this book. That's the book, not the banana. And, So, 12 steps. Am I going to go through all 12 of these steps real fast, or should I do it like real? All right. Because I mean, I don't know. This is the part about how you can go bonobos. This is the practical part, okay? Everybody wants practical advice. So this is the practical part. You don't have to put on your primatologist pith helmet anymore. You can relax in satin sheets. So, but the first step in this 12-step program that is really the anti-program is to see the bonobos, which actually you've been doing on this screen when they've been playing, which they will be doing throughout the talk. But you see the bonobos, and but still, seeing them in real life is better. So do that. Two, be a bonobo. What does that mean? Release your inner bonobo, you know? Be more bonobo. Be more of all those things that we talked about. Peace through pleasure, female empowered, everything that goes along with this. And I guess it's number two because it doesn't involve anybody but you. You don't have to open up to the community. It's just something inside of you. You can just do it when you masturbate, or better yet, meditate, which is a combination of masturbate and meditate. Makes it more yoga. Bonobos seem to do it all the time. They're like, oh. Really tuning in as they turn on. So, what are the other ones? Number three, go bonobos in bed. Use it or lose it, baby. Sex. Yeah, gotta have some sex one way or another. It's not always in bed. Sometimes it's right on this floor. But, you know, you got to have sex in your life. It keeps you young. And the bonobos show you that it's a very important part of great ape life. Helps to keep the peace. So what is the next one? Four. What is four? Four is what? Outer course is in. Right. Bonobos are really into that outer course. They're rubbing that lube all over each other's bodies. They love outer course. They actually only spend like a few seconds on intercourse, really. But outer course is in. It's very safe sex. BDSM has a lot of outer course. Okay, number five is mixed food and sex. This is fun, good, eating while eating. But be careful. This could be one of those things that you shouldn't use as a blueprint, or you'll get indigestion. Okay, number six. Explore the so-called opposite sex within you. Men are not from Mars, women are not from Venus. We're all from this wild, beautiful, sexual planet Earth, and we're far more alike than we're different. It behooves us to balance ourselves in some way, you know. And Jung talks about that, right? The anima, the animus. It's a lot of fun. And it's very bonobo. The females are in touch with their masculine side. The males are in touch with their feminine side. But it doesn't make them any less of a male or any less of a female. It's cool. Okay, I'm looking at this, but it's not actually here. Okay, so seven is Seven is lucky seven. Peace through pleasure. Make peace through pleasure. That's the key. That's the most important thing so that we don't blow ourselves up. And also in your household so that you have a little peace, you know, so that you're not throwing bottles at each other. Right, Captain Max? Right. You got to have a little peace through pleasure. That's what it's really about. The home front. Domestic. Right. Make our bedroom great again. That's what you got to do every night. Make your bedroom great again. And then it ripples. It's got the ripple effect. You know, I mean, we talk about Trump being a baboon. I'm not sure if he has a tail, but Melania has not been sleeping with him lately. Not during the week. There's a problem. So, okay. Make peace through pleasure. That's how it goes. So, number eight is practice ethical hedonism. You don't have to be religious. Religion does not give you your morality. Your actual morality comes from deep within you, if you can hear it, if you can pay attention to it, if you stop cutting yourself off from your animal nature. Animals take care of each other, especially us great apes, especially bonobos. They take care of each other. There's a hedonic kindness is what Dr. Franz de Waal calls it, and it's natural. It might be something you have to learn to get in touch with and to explore and to have confidence that it will pay back, that you'll get something, that it maybe is better for you and the world than greed. You know, it takes practice because we're taught we have to be greedy to get anything. But really, hedonic kindness, that's our natural way. That's the bonobo way, ethical hedonism. You have to have fun. You can't just be doing it because, you know, it's a charity or some sort. You're doing it because it's fun. Hedonic kindness. Doing good makes you feel good. Okay, so I know. So number, it's not there. Number nine is be bonobo friendly, right? Be bonobo friendly. Bonobos love their friends, but they love strangers actually more. So we need to be bonobo friendly with the stranger. Welcome them in. 10, create your own Bonoboville or help somebody develop theirs and make it yours. Bonoboville is our community. Bonobos need a community. So do common chimps and so do humans. I mean, there are communities of violence, you know, military is one, the prison industrial complex is quite a community. You know, there's a lot of communities built on the killer ape paradigm, but the bonobovilles are built on the femdom, peace through pleasure paradigm, the bonobo paradigm, and that's Bonoboville. So, number 11 is swing through life. Be adaptable. I'm trying to swing through this talk. And number 12 is my favorite, swinging as I am through this talk. I must dwell on number 12 because it's save the bonobos, save ourselves. We got to save the bonobos because they're highly endangered and they'll go extinct if we don't save them because of human encroachment, not because they're so peaceful, like certain kind of anti-bonobo people have said. That's not the case. They've been around for hundreds of thousands of years in the rainforest with no problem. But now that we're decimating the rainforest and shooting them like bushmeat, as bushmeat, yeah, they're dying out. And we have to save them. And the Bonobo, Lolaya Bonobo, Bonobo Conservation Initiative, Bonobo Project are all helping to save the bonobos. They're all on our website, on blockbonobofoundation.org, as well as in your books, The Bonobo Way. So give what you can, donate, get involved. These are our living paradigms for democracy now, for a peace through pleasure society. But if we let them die out, they're not a living paradigm. They're like dinosaurs. They're gone. And we have to save the whales and the owls and, you know, there's a lot to save. I guess I'm doing my bonobo pitch because these are our kissing cousins and we need to help them and then they will help us because they are reciprocal and they will teach us If we help them and if we don't teach them to kill, they will teach us how not to kill. If we pay attention like good students. So, at universities I do book signings, but it's DomCon, baby. So I'm going to do a book spanking. So who's going to put their ass up against my book just for, you know, shits and giggles for right now? All right. It's all good. All right. We got a lineup. Hello, Bridget. Welcome to the Bonobo Way. So I think what we should do is somebody should lift that chair up for me so I can get a load off, because there's many different ways to give a book spanking. You can do it on your hands and knees. I mean, you would be on your hands and knees. So turn it around, actually. So, you know, no. Yeah, that's good. You're going to get a spanking for that. All right, yeah, okay, so I'm going to sit in this now. So we have to coordinate our camera moves now, yeah. I'm going to sit here because I've been walking around like a refugee. Okay, so now, camera people, what angle should she go across my knee this way? 5 minutes, all right. Please, my dear, go across my knee. Yeah, down, down, down. Yes, that works. All right. So I'm just going to hold the book there for a moment and examine the goods. Now, we're in the Hilton Hotel. Now, if we were in the Hilton Hotel, no, we're actually not. We're in Bonoboville, so all is well. All is well, but I hope you come to see me at the Hilton Hotel, and if you do, perhaps you will remember to wear your panties, my dear. And I would like a photograph of this moment, actually. Can we have some photographers, please? Where are my photographers? All right, so... Now, where's my photographers back there, Abraham? Oh, he's coming. Because right now I have the lovely, luscious Brigitte of the Bardot family. And you know, Brigitte Bardot actually is a great lover of bonobos. She's an animal lover in general, and she donated a bonobo playground to Lola Ya Bonobo, Brigitte Bardot. So this is for Brigitte Bardot. Yes, you either read the Bonobo Way or get spanked by it. Be well read or get well read in the tush. Yeah. All right, so this is a very nice book spanking, and we will do more of these in our talk because I won't be interrupted so often, so I'm going to get to these fabulous book spankings, and you should be there, Brigitte. You have a very spankable ass. All right, so I would also normally ask for questions right now, but yeah, you know, I don't know that I have time for questions. Am I going to try to sew it up right now? I'm out of tape. So I'm not on the tape anymore. Or I'm 3 minutes. Okay. So. Go forth and go bonobos. Yes, indeed. You know? March for science. March for single-payer health care. March for women. March for sex. March for, well, sanity, right? and understand that the femdom bonobos are here to support you. That's right. That doesn't mean they're going to pay your rent. I wish. But it does mean that they will support you when you get challenged by these hyper-masculine, you know, orange plume baboons. With apologies to baboons. So, practice the bonobo way. Have a great time. And thank you very much. I should say spank you very much, right? Spank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience. Oh, well, so you made me end soon. Well, then I'll just keep spanking. Oh, yes, you have a very spankable bottom. And yeah, I'm wearing, well, actually, these gloves are from Fetish Factory. And this outfit, which you can't really see, is from Damask. Oh, you can see the knees of this sexy, slinky catsuit from Damask. And I'll be a Dom Con, baby, with Mistress Cyan and everybody. You know, if you're tuned in live right now, it'll be this coming Saturday, high noon, Femdoms of the Wild, the Bonobo Way. And I'll also be at the opening night with Goddess Phoenix and everybody. Yeah, we're going to have so much fun. You've got to join us at DomCon. It is, you know, the Bonoboville, the Femdoms of the Wild. Solidarity, sharing resources, sharing love.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.